blessed ones dwelling in the world and made of your peak mountain, the great gathering of monks and the great assembly of bodhisattvas.
At that time, the blessed ones absorbed in the samadhi of many aspects of phenomena called profound appearance. At the same time, noble Avalokiteshvara, Bodhisattva Mahasattva,
this is the profound perfection of wisdom, saw the five skandhas and the natural emptiness.
Then, through the power of the Buddha, Venerable Shariputra said to noble Avalokiteshvara, Bodhisattva Mahasattva, how should a son of the lineage trained who wishes to follow the practice of profound perfection of wisdom? Thus he spoke, and the noble Avalokiteshvara, Bodhisattva Mahasattva, answered to the Venerable Shariputra of these words. Shariputra, those men and women of the lineage who wish to follow the practices of profound perfection of wisdom should look at it like this.
The five skandhas should be seen purely in their natural emptiness.
Form is empty, emptiness is form. Emptiness is not other than form. Form also is not other than emptiness. In the same way, feeling, recognition, compositional factors in consciousness are empty. Shariputra, like this, all phenomena are emptiness, and having no characteristics, they are unborn and unceasing. They are not impure or pure. They neither decrease nor increase. Therefore, Shariputra, in emptiness there is no form, no feeling, no recognition, no compositional factors, no consciousness, no eye, no ear, no nose, no tongue, no body, no mind, no appearance, no sound, no smell, no taste, no sensation, no phenomena. There is no quality of sight and so on, no quality of mind, no quality of mental consciousness. There is no ignorance and no exhaustion of ignorance, and so on, up to no old age and death, and no exhaustion of old age and death. In the same way, there is no suffering, no origin, no ending, no path, no wisdom, no attainment, no non-attainment. Therefore, Shariputra, since there is no attainment, Bodhisattvas rely on and abide by means of profound perfection of wisdom. And since their minds have no obscurations, they have no fear. Transcending falsity, they attain Nirvana. All Buddhas who dwell the three times and rely upon the perfection of wisdom, and they become true and complete Buddhas of unsurpassable, perfect, and complete enlightenment. Therefore, the mantra of the profound perfection of wisdom, the mantra of insight, the unsurpassed mantra, the unequaled mantra, the mantra which calms all suffering should be known as truth, for it is not false. The mantra of the perfection of wisdom is proclaimed.
Teyata Om Gate Gate Paragate Parasangate Bodhisoha.
Shariputra, this is how Bodhisattva Mahasattva is trained in the profound perfection of wisdom. Then the blessed one arose to transcendence and said to the Bodhisattva Mahasattva, Noble Avalokiteshvara, that he had spoken well. Well done, O son of the lineage, it is so. O son of the lineage, since it is just so, the profound perfection of wisdom should be practiced just as you have taught, and the Tathagatas will also rejoice. When the blessed one had said this, the Venerable Shariputra, and noble Avalokiteshvara, Bodhisattva Mahasattva, and the entire gathering, as well as worthy beings, gods, humans, asuras, and gandharvas, rejoice and praise the words of the blessed one.
Lama da gan go, yes, Chodzę te lopa na roba, pieczo do 가서 주수님 이래라 가서 간 거기 추생했지 두 말에 대해서 제가 알려도 뭐.
So as usual, we gather here for 2 hours. So we will try our best to accomplish some dharma.
오늘 등주기 추대는 방린자부터 송예변원에니 가서 주여 재선하니 소속이 강강 주는.
So as we all know, to accomplish Dharma, there are three different mental positions. So, you know, us, ourself, talk to ourself that, you know, what kind of mental disposition we are going to accomplish.
Mune dhune che sona nga tsuki chue de eni gangshi yade shangchung langre che mose de tepa chenpi chue de eni zane tepa chenpi chue shiye chi chekhen sa lao gwen rao chi marewe sa chi.
So, but actually, what we are trying to, listen and teach is about the great vehicle or the Mahayana. So, we're supposed to say that we want to achieve the, you know, the Buddhahood for the sake of all the beings.
Ta tenri ki soso che yodi, ta wana tenri ki tepa chenpi chodi kante che kari saso na, ani chi tsen dewa tang, ani nyaka keke la yini miyu meja wa che, ani ta yibi sanche tangche ki tuyandu, ani tenda dewa sengi chi nge pati dhugu yin, te dhugu tuyandu, ani je tsungka pa chenpi sunbi shangcho langren chenpo se yodi, ani nyogu yin sengi chi nge pati gogo arsa la da, kurongi ting che wa yina.
So, in order to accomplish that, you know, we must, not concern about temporary this lifetime's gain, pleasure, or so on, and as well as the, you know, the, and nirvanas and so on. What we have to, motivate is we should concern for all the sentient beings in order to, you know, serve them. First, you know, we need to attain the Buddhahood for the sake of all sentient beings. So, you know, this kind of, great altruistic thought or the mind is also, we can say that it is the law of, you know, Mahayana practice.
Deje sunjin la chude teba chime chue yin ba de man ze ni kanza ra ni teba chime de la chue ji go sa ni ni deje sunji tu ne do wa sa.
So the saying, all the great masters always says or, you know, or let us remember that they always say that, you know, your practice is Mahayana practice, that is not enough or sufficient. The practitioner also need to be, you know, included in the Mahayana practice. Otherwise, even though you are doing a Mahayana practice, you are not a Mahayana person, or your motivation is not, as mentioned earlier, then, you know, that is kind of, you know, not complete or something.
Then do you teba chenpi chen singe de mune raji ganga ki pendo yenge ji ki chen kunye zhong ye sunri ji ki kuswa na ganga ki tela gawa chenge ki chen ji ren do asa na da.
So if we say this is a law, then, you know, that kind of Mahayana law is, you know, if one live accord with this practice, then, you know, ourself and everybody, you know, rejoice and admire, you know, for this. So, you know, we can definitely say that this kind of, you know, Mahayana law is, you know, totally let us down, not like that.
Then do you teba chimichu the dread line? rani rani ki ngan zin rabu chi da, rani rani la thong rabu chi ma le na, ko cha chin son rici che son na, pi tabu di chola son rici ma re bayas la.
So, we need to be careful that, you know, time goes like, you know, rule or regulation or not like that, but we will spend our time worthwhile that, you know, we have gained something from this time.
So
now for maybe a couple of minutes we will, you know, try to meditate to generate that kind of awakened mind or the bodhicitta motivation. So this you know, body mind or you know, great altruistic thought, you know, if we understand that just the, you know, interpretation of that just that one word, you know, it immensely, you know, benefit and accumulate a great deal of merit. That was said by all the Buddhas of three times in one voice. So now what we're gonna teach and listen is called the stages of the path to enlightenment, and it was first taught by Buddha Shakyamuni himself, and then later on by the great Indian masters, and then great master Atisha bring this practice to Tibet and compose the root text. That is what we're going to teach and listen.
And the Indian Jeba Senator, the Tao Shinna Sunga Yeni, also get Kosupani, Shanjong Larich and Mosangi, Nami Sunga Pachimi Sumbini, Chuchi was.
So then later on, the Tibetan great masters, Lama Tsongkhapa or Jerembuche, composed a commentary on that Atisha's root text. So we are teaching and listening according to the commentary of Lama Tsongkhapa's.
So
these stages of the path to enlightenment is chapter into four, all people know about it and they remember it. So in the first chapter, what is the content in the first chapter, and what is the content in the second chapter, and what is content in the third and fourth, you all know people who come usually. But Rinpoche will, Rinpoche will talk a little bit about to recall and at the same time to generate a feeling on the listeners. So everybody knows we are in the fourth chapter. So generally, to practice, you listen and then immediately you put into practice. That is not the way how practice should be done.
So through
practice dharma, it needs a lot of efforts. So when we listen at one time, we cannot able to understand everything. So because there are many different, mental dispositions, or some are very intelligent, some are, so-so, and some are in the middle. So if the listener is really, smart, then they might. But otherwise, in the first time, you cannot able to get everything, so you need to heard, read, and then contemplate on it. Then through your contemplation, if you convince, at reach the certain point, then you need to put that into practice. That is how we need to do.
Did you say any data nebo majes? Labado any tipa chimbi children in Gonzalo and Anjo Banjo, which kissed what you go say at the Ginamaris. And you sent you chigi tenderly and got your namin all over. The keeper Jan Nagan and Nagan singing. Don't you get some down in the lot of chiggers as one verse another.
So usually the master said that, you know, we should not be, you know, we should not expect, you know, realization in a short period of time. So we need to be patient and make efforts. So, you know, there is a saying that, you know, this awakened mind is so vast and, you know, and spacious that, you know, for the sake of one sentient being, if you have to suffer in the deepest hell for eons, you know, you won't regret at all. So that kind of, you know, mental power or, you know, you need it.
So any such a jabagi, so long was so any jiromachi message about it. And you launch it so much anything between saying the kitchen was you just somebody.
So this, now we are in fourth chapter. So fourth chapter is the actual, you know, instruction or the body of this thesis. So in the fourth chapter, it Lama Tsongkhapa emphasizes strongly that root of all our realization is relying on our guru.
Dilo gehi poto wa gesu ndi ni nyanga chobu kare chen nyanga chobu chago ar sa sona ni nga so gi ji te gi ni mi gi ta ne lo jo je tung ye de sa le ya de nge ji me ne yo gu men do wa as ni nga so nge so ne yo ma ta ba ni jo wa shi man ro ma nyu sa ji ni den den ro nge ji la ni lang de nga de ge che da che sa ne ge kare chen ge me che wa re sa ne ne de chen so do wa as.
So why that is so that, you know, root of the realization is reliance on the guru. The Geshe Potwa tells that, you know, for the mundane, you know, for the mundane knowledge, like, you know, like that, if we watch somebody doing it, we can able to learn. For that kind of thing, you know, that kind of knowledge. Also, if you need an instructor, then why not, you know, to achieve Buddhahood and to go to the, you know, next lives. And so on, these are, you know, very unfamiliar to us, and we it is mysterious, we don't know anything about it. So, you know, why not, you know? So that's why it is, you know, root of our realization is reliance on Guru.
Yeah, teaching also in its own Kadina Lodio, Gigi, any of the Kitchen for Karachi and Reza Lausona, any Gigi Poto is so easy. Any city you tend to so so so.
So usually Rinpoche tells that if somebody asks why, you know, reliance on the guru is the root of all the realizations, then Rinpoche answer what the Potowa mentioned earlier.
That is why the Potowa Karsa, Lanji Tawa Shinya Dibi Tsisengi Dilayani, Sachi Jani Dru Sung Shaya, Dru Yino Yengi Nga Tsung, Ani Sumba Dila Dede Jeta Dibi Tsisengi Dilayani Dura Sanada.
So in that, you know, the fourth chapter, there are, you know, six parts, and we are on the, you know, third part. It says how to rely in practice.
Pang ye gan ma sachi tomba ni ba de de pang din le so na ani de je so na ta ta ji de gre ma to ho de ka ka tu ji le de ani che so ya go de ta ta ma le ni de le yong si gre sa la da ji la ma ji ke so ne bi de da yin bi so le de go si gre sa la da.
So for this thing, if you really go through chapter by chapter, then you know it really it really going to make sense. Otherwise, if you randomly come and then randomly pick this part, then you know it is kind of you might feel that, you know, it is kind of taking advantage of the disciples. It seems like that way. So Rinpoche think that he is a not qualified teacher, but he could not say that you guys are not qualified student either. So for him and for our relationship, whatever mentioned here, that sounds not accurate.
Digi dewa de tsenyi da denbi lama chigi tsenyi da denbi lama tensigi kwa korongo na nyan rogo ma to so su chigo le ja she zo na ta de degi mendu sa la yin ba sa la.
So what mentioned here is that, you know, we need to understand that it is talking about a qualified teacher and a qualified students, how the relationship of the teacher and the students is talking about that. Otherwise, you know, if we think qualified students are like me and qualified teacher somebody, you know, then it doesn't fit. So we need to be careful here.
Tāku xiongā jīn rōgītā, nī sāmbē tēnsi tē jōyā tēnsi nī jīn rōgītā, sāmbē tēnsi lē sācī sōng tē cācī, tā jōyā tēnsi, jōyā tēnsi sī tē lē dē wērā sā.
So then how to rely on thoughts, it has three parts, it is all gone. And now we are on the how to rely in practice. And we are on that chapter.
Sāmbē tēnsi sī yu dī,
So how to rely on thought is, you know, in our thought, how we hold our teacher in our mind or in our heart. So how to rely in practice is, you know, the actual, you know, interaction of the with the, you know, students and the disciples.
Nipa joya tensi ne asa, lama ngoche pale asa, demo mienpa chishi go asa, lama njishi kanyi sha asa, meni shikyu pangpa ne, pangwa ne asa, teta telen pe te ta asa, ngudu lobe jenra shi, dojin zi pa nyi sumpa, shi ne ngudu tangji chi, lama yusin nyenpa sha shi sumpa ta asa, te pa to loro chita.
So we read through the text. Aswaghosha's 50 verses on the Guru. Guru Pankashika says, what need is there to say much here? Do whatever pleases your gurus. Eliminate all that displeases them. Analyzing this, striped at it. Once you have understood Vajradhara's statement, attainment follow proper reliance on the master. Truly please your guru in all things.
되게 된다 되나 뭔가 좀 몸보시는 가르쳐 그래요. 아니 라마녜바지 이건 도디는 라마녜바지 제거를 매녀바 강가도 빵고 그래요. 가르치는 살아서나 아니 소소로 교회에 계속 오르되 아니 라마 때나요 라마 마때나 무용이지 이바데 아니 저도지 저랑게 손여리 아니 대나게 셰바잖아 아니 라마 땡쇼 손도 타지
So we read through the text in brief you must strive to achieve that pleases your guru and eliminate that displeases them why because the three avenues to achieving that pleases your guru are why because you know it says that you know because you want to gain something you don't want to lose so if you want to gain something you know then you need to please your guru you know, in any way you can. That was mentioned by the Vajradhara himself. The supreme, you know, realization or feat is the attaining the states of Guru Vajradhara. So you know, in order to achieve that, you know, state, you know, is the only way through pleasing the gurus.
Wana lama nye ba kandes cheku gure se lao sonan do dyu na se ni ma dhe jeno song u duwa tanji tsite.
So if that is the case, then how I should please the gurus?
Do dyu na se nye ba dhruba dhamma nye ba pangpa mbeba shiawa wasa, nye ba dhruba ni song te esa, ni sangzun biwa che, ni linga ki nye kawa tanga nye che, ni kashin dhruba wasa.
So we go through the text. The three avenues to achieving that pleases your guru are offering material gifts, respecting and serving with body and speech, and practicing in accordance with their words.
So this court.
Or the statements was not met only by Guru Vajradhara. Also, you know, it is also stated in Maitreya's ornament for the Mahayana Sutras. Relying on the teacher by way of respect, material things, service and practice. And also steadfast person who practice just as taught by the by the guru, please that guru properly.
That then you know, Tombo ne salamanga jenga so sanzen biwe ni lama tu ni basi zite ta karere se no Tombo telas tela Tombo ne sa yang lama nga chiba lendo wa rangi tansi lobe ne sa jimi pe ta chima tans rangi so ke ta ten ka sa rang so ke ta ten sha na longshe yo wa mien chiku xie tans Dejin sanje tangje la ta dun biwa ni dun jiris. Depi sana co yin de co le ngu ju cho dun jiris ye sun ba ta ro sa.
So we go through the text. First is the offering material gifts. The 50 verses on the guru states, if you always rely on your pledge master by giving things not normally given, your child, spouse, and your own life. What need to speak of ephemeral resources? And also offering to your pledge master constitutes a continuous offering to all the Buddhas, offering to them in the collection of merits. From the collection of merits and sublime wisdom comes the supreme attainment.
Chidang sansin piwa se di ini lama lang biwa piwa lang gogo se se la da. Chidang gong zong sansin piwa se di ini dulu ndaw da saya tuyan di tunu piwa la sansin piwa se tunu gogo se.
So offering material gift means that, you know, giving, offering lama the foods and clothes and, you know, and beddings, blankets, and as well as, you know, medicines and so on.
Lama ngaji bagi kesungguh di. Jadi jadian ini sosoki berdang ini sosoki cuma dang ini rangi so di mana tuan jenah jadian ki tanya ki tak sila jela ini kasih cuma muiya baca rawas ini lama la. So ge shen ma da te ten go go yo so na long xue jian da de se da la ma le pi go ba de de ge cha yo ma ro as dan da de de dan da.
So as mentioned here, you know, normally we shouldn't give, you know, our child, spouse, and our own life to other, you know, so this kind of things, you know, are given to the lamas, then why not, you know, what need to speak of ephemeral resources, as mentioned here.
Hana tendu chenle tendu kesu gari chenle lama le phegu gori sena lama le phe ba de so so le ben ne sena sa de pe so yi chu de che ba de gari sena lama le phe lama so so lama le phe ba de ge sanje thanje le phe ba go che gori lama yi she ba de sanje thanje yi she ba go che gori yin zane so sa ba de le chu de che ba je ma re yin zane jin se de yi shen phe gu gori je zhe le do.
And also why we need to offer, you know, to the lamas all those things, because, you know, we wanna accumulate, you know, a great deal of merit. So, you know, to accumulate the you know, infinite merit is through offering, is, you know, lama. So if you offer to the lama, you know, then it is same like offering to all the Buddhas. And if lama take your offering, such as the food, then, you know, it is considered all the Buddhas taking your offering foods. So in this way, you know, you gain a great deal of merit in your path.
Then laso yishene se den kadam lama jeso ra laso yishene so zambo ye jen den ngemba pi na tansi nyang de es lama la jeba jeba ngemba le mena nyeba me son so lama ngo jeba le jang sa yo ji lo.
So we read through the text again. Furthermore, Laksorba, the, you know, master said, if you offer what is bad while possessing what is good, you ruin your pledge. If the guru is pleased with this, or you have nothing other than what is bad, then there is no fault. This is similar to the 50 verses on the guru.
Take it, Tendakar says, any Tendu in a pen, a social pen, Zombo Kari in a lama le pure agent, any Zombo de Mepioche do at a lama le persona, any Sosuji Sonanya, but a Tonsinian by jury is any res in a cheat a little tesson.
So if you have a good thing, you know, you keep that good thing and you have a, you know, a little spoiled thing, then, you know, give it to lama. So if we do that, then it will cause our, you know, merit disintegrations, and as well as it will ruin our pledges.
Yang susul zangin ni ga yen ni lama de ni dua de le tu ni ge sa na ni nge ba ye ma de yang susul zambo me nge ba ma do me na yang nge ba de pe na lama nge ba pe na nge ba ye ma de sa son do dua de pe na
so if you have a good and bad but you know lama choose the bad one then you know there is no any fault and if you have only that spoiled thing nothing other than that then there is no fault either.
Yang lama ngaji balas, mesti tenyen dua bayi junse yang kau tak kahs. Sinta cepat jawab ni, tiada tiada lama bias. Siapa tang tinggal, tadi sih lama ngaji balas tiada kisah kerja, kerja lawas bi ini semua ni cipta ni semua.
So we go through the text again, which says, one who wishes for the inexhaustible offer to the gurus whatever is slightly appealing and whatever is very special these two are the Lakshova and the guru 50 guru 50 verses on the guru are same
de ge je de ga ra sen me je ba ye che ra ye che so ne ta tu be sanje ji ko fon de ngi ji na che ra gi le ka te che go re ske che re ma do je so so ji ne ke so me bi ton de pe ye le ka che ke che de ma re sa la da ta da na mo ngi ji ba ye me je ba ye de ba ye se de chi ki ta tu be sanje ji ku ji de ngi ji ga za ji che ra yi na ne da da de ji che ra gi du go re se ne ne ba so so ne ke so ji de go ya na le ka te che so so ma re ma do be de che ma re sa la da
So 50 verses on the Guru, which says, one who wishes for the inexhaustible, then offer to the Guru. So that means that, you know, if you offer to the Guru, then you will accumulate an inexhaustible merit, which will eventually, you know, attain the state of Buddhahood. So, you know, not saying that, you know, you lose everything, you're going to be a loser, you not gain anything, not like that. So who is gaining is, you yourself is gaining the inexhaustible merit, which will eventually become the causes of attaining the Buddhahood.
Mm-hmm. Then Loming on it so sabi cho yin bes, tendashi gurges, Loming on it tell a mizibashi gursos. Divide the children.
Pejan Malon Dugura. So we go through the text. Furthermore, the student's perspective differs from the guru's perspective. The students must do this offering because the guru are the supreme field. Through which the student accumulate the collection of merits and sublime wisdoms. However, the guru must not take the gift to consideration.
Kadambaki geshe sharawe shene chansi. Drupi nye ji sanzi chungze tsanayang metawa shila lama sewa yinsa. Dele dobe nandu drupi lama mung songo. Nyanga shudwa.
So here Sharawa said, we go through the text again, Sharawa said, we use the word guru for whomever is pleased by practice and does not give even the slightest consideration to material gifts. One who does not does the opposite is not suitable to be a guru for those wishing to achieve liberation. So this statement is very important. This is a great point.
Mm-hmm. And lama la sanje yabo go singe lama jile so na ini chora gi thaba du gi lama mare da de lama de thaba du gi lama yong mare so be tha chen do as
so like mentioned by Gishe Sharawa that you know you have to make those kind of offerings, you know. But if the Lama, the Guru, is seeking for this kind of thing, then, you know, is not suitable to be a guru for those wishing to achieve liberation. So Geshe Sharawa really, you know, highlight this thing.
Di nyanga tenya chosu yang lo ni chi ya gu do asla da. Beti lamal chi che gu or se di lami kesong yin bi son ri guha chon chon nendo na di gi nyo gu do asla da.
So this need to be bear in mind that, you know, otherwise, you know, people might think that, you know, the guru taking advantages from the students. So, you know, if you understand whatever mentioned by Geshe Sharawa, then you will know what is right and what is wrong and what to do.
Chosu tisu rasona jong le kongji da de sala da gan man de she ja sheng yi wo yi ten tu je sheng ni de ne je gong yi je re do e de de ta ha zhe do san che je na ko si gre sala da.
So, you know, if you guys have a time, you know, then, you know, read through the, you know, beginning from the actual reliance on the Guru's chapter, and how to rely on thoughts, and how to rely on practice. These two combine together and try to, you know, investigate, do analytical meditation. Then, you know, gradually, you know, it will really, you know, make you understand precisely.
Chorazogi ben nge deni chorazon larishe de chorazon la nge shanchu dubi ye lama chagre be se lawson na ne ngaro ngani ta chi ne jase ja chag mare sala.
So today we are teaching listening lamrim. Then, you know, if somebody asks, by today's, you know, what we did, you know, from Rinpoche's side, from our side, does this, you know, whatever we have accumulated merit, does this become the causes to achieve enlightenment for both of us? If somebody asks, then Rinpoche will answer, definitely not.
Karere sesona chiron sugi pena ngale ngai ji chala kare ye bare nge chiron la tege yin lesa yin ro chi la sona nge chiron sa yari yazi du lo sala da.
So why? Because, you know, if one of you said that, you know, you come to my house and, you know, pick whatever you want, and you know, that would be my offering. If somebody tells him that, then he will come to that house and pick all the, you know, expensive best things. And, you know, then he will take all the expensive, most, you know, precious things. Then when he is out of the door, then you guys will curse him.
Yeah.
So we stop here. We got to do the top offering.